Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Texas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM Camel X. Wait, you dig this?
It's nice.
Little Stevie Ray.
Yeah.
Alvin is with us, as always, on Fridays. A little harried day for you?
A little bit. I just a little 2 o'clock back up.
Yeah.
But I got a guy who, we get the maintenance done every year, year and a half, just get it run through.
Yeah.
And it was time, but it was like really time because I had a little bit of a backup this morning.
Yeah.
Everything was kind of working okay,
Yeah, for the first time, and this is going to sound braggy, and maybe I mean it a little braggy, but it's because it's one of my top five things. Like, I just cannot be late to anything. And for the first time in 25 years, a week ago today, I completely forgot about a client meeting. Okay. I just didn't show up.
Well, see, that's different. Now, being late and then forgetting something, I think those are two different kind of atmospheres.
Yeah.
I forgive you, you know, for just forgetting, but I shouldn't be late. If I know I got to be someplace, then you shouldn't be late. It's a, you know.
What were your mom and dad like?
Pretty much punctual. Dad was a, you know, pressman, a printer. So, you know, it was like every morning, same time, go to work.
Trains ran on time.
Yeah. And then mom was a teacher, so you had to be there and whatnot. Now, we were always on time. We were never late to church. Okay. That was as an adult, as I go to United Methodist Church now as opposed to Baptist Church. But anyway, I'm late sometimes for church. Mm. I mean, we were never late for church.
Yeah.
So that was one of those.
How far back do you know your family history?
Really back. I don't know from which side, when they arrived or what went on, but my grandmother's side of the family was from Mississippi, and my granddad's was from Alabama.
Yeah.
My great-grandfather came to Missouri to be the superintendent of the Missouri School for the Deaf, which was segregated at the time. That's what brought the original Reed to Missouri.
Yeah.
And his son met my grandmother in Fulton.
Wow.
And then they would ultimately move to Beecher Park, Kirkwood.
Yeah.
Okay. And then have their kids and lived in Kirkwood.
Isn't it crazy that had your grandpa not got that job, you wouldn't be here?
I think about stuff like that.
Because he wouldn't have met your grandpa.
Yeah, I think about that. Or who, you know what I think? I think we'd all be somebody, but what somebody or what that person is or was is...
So I don't want to talk to you just about race. That's like saying I have a black friend, but I've been watching the Ken Burns special on baseball.
Yeah, uh-huh.
For the first time.
Okay.
So I'm just loving it.
Yeah.
Last night was Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
I was bawling.
Okay.
And I'm as white gets.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, being such a baseball guy, looking back to when they desegregated the league?
Okay, well, it was one of those where once you get older, you realize, when I say older, like 10, I was born in 1960, okay? Now, I had no concept of time, space, or whatever, but it didn't take very long to realize that baseball had been integrated for all of 12 years or 13, when I was born.
Man.
That's not a long
time.
That's nuts. That's
right. And that was when I was born. But what happened, and this is why I am a baseball fan to this day, by the time I was 10 years old, and I think I'll go back and maybe rewrite this column. One time I did that, I said, when do you become a baseball fan? Well, not really a baseball fan, about the time you're 10. I said I did a thing on the all-star teams between 1970 and 1979, and how many black players and future Hall of Famers played during that decade, which was amazing, seeing that 23 years earlier, baseball had only been integrated 23 years in 1970.
Man.
So it, yes. And, you know, being a baseball nerd, I, you know, watched the first go around with Ken Burns baseball. I thought it was a little bit too much New York. If he'd walked into the room, I would have said, like, man, you know, we play baseball in St. Louis too.
Now. Yeah.
You know, that's right. That was my only thing. I said, like, look, I understand. You know, I get it. But at the same time, at that point, what did we have? We won in 06 and we won in 11. So we had 9 world championships at the time that I think he made that. And it was like, you know, like I said, we kind of play baseball out there too, and kind of play it well, and kind of are on a Yankees and Giants level of baseball.
Yeah.
So
Wheels, has there ever been a move to make the records only from when it was integrated to give acknowledgement that there were players in the Negro Leagues that could have hit like Ty Cobb or Babe Ruth or pitching records?
No, well, they did integrate the Negro League records into the regular ones.
I didn't know that.
Yes. This was just this time last year.
It's recent.
I think it was about this time last year. And what it showed was okay, those base hits count. And, you know, like, James Culpepper Bell here in St. Louis, one of the greatest baseball players ever.
Yeah.
Josh Gibson may have been
the best.
May have been the best. And just because the numbers are such that maybe skewed this way, that, whatever. But, you know, like I say, somebody got all those hits. Somebody stole all those bases. A lot of people went to the games. That's the one thing that you need to be recognized. In the 30s, more people went to the Negro League All-Star game in Chicago than went to the All-Star game.
And, you know, that's been one of the biggest things I learned. When, so I grew up, Bingo Long and the All-Stars, that movie, remember that? About the Negro Leagues. That's about all I knew. And a couple of other movies. And I always pictured it as being very Sandlot, very kind of game.
Yeah.
Man.
There was some barnstorming, but just meant you traveled.
You just traveled a lot.
They were packing 40,000 people.
Yes. Yeah.
And,
and
the Sunday game, people dressed up.
Yep.
Remember when Billy Crystal did the thing on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
And it was kind of comedy. But what they were pointing out was, because they were talking about Smelt Night, you know, and he said, like, oh, yeah, it was nothing but fastballs because I could smell the fish frying. That's the truth. Things being given away at the ball game were created in the Negro Leagues. Mm-hmm. All this bobblehead action and all that. The first thing they would say, like, hey, family picnic day at the Stars game, and we'll provide chicken or what,
oh, wow,
you know,
that's cool.
Whatever. And it was kind of like an incentive to come on Sunday. And that is kind of, that was before Major League Baseball started doing that kind of thing.
One of the things that you know, I've always argued, and I've got a lot of good baseball historian friends that have gone in the same direction too, is that anything that happened before the league was fully integrated should be discussed that way. Like, Babe Ruth did not face the best possible competition on earth, nor did Joe DiMaggio. None of those generations did. And it doesn't mean we're trying to take away from those records. We just need to put that context in there, which is why all of these things are more important than record books. You have to tell the story. And the story of pre-integration is it was the best white players in the world. That's all it was. It was nobody from Japan. It was nobody from the Dominican Republic that had dark skin. You know, you had a few Latin players, but it was only if they had the European look. And if you understand that, you can say, okay, those guys were great, but they didn't face Josh Gibson. They didn't face Cool Papa Bell. They didn't face Satchel Paige in his prime. They faced him when he was 50.
Yeah. And he could still get guys out.
Yeah,
that was one of the things. He was 50, and he could still get Major League Baseball players out.
You see that
out
with a lot of white players, too. There was one guy named Alexander.
Yeah, Grover.
Who they brought back when he was like 63 years old. Yeah. You know?
Now, one thing, there were so fewer teams that, even before integration, if you think about how fewer teams there were, and you had 25 guys, okay, so thus you were really you had to be playing baseball at a very, very, very high level because there were only so many teams.
The population was smaller though.
It was always
proportionate to the population.
Yeah,
in fact, now is way tougher based on the population because you're drawing from the world. Yes. And our country is 300 million people instead of 100 million people.
All right, that those are good points.
This is my stuff, man. I've been into this baseball history stuff for a long time because people always have this idea that the past was worse, the past was harder. Right. It was harder to be a big leaguer in 1920. And I think, no, not really, because now you got 10 guys competing for a spot where you might have had three before.
Yeah.
It's a whole different world. And you're competing against the whole world.
Yeah, and they
just guys from the United States,
right?
And not just white guys from the United States. Which, by the way, again, all those are great players. This is nothing against Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth. Nothing against them. They did nothing wrong, but you have to have that context to understand achievement. And it's harder when you start including everyone because they're just more talent.
Yeah, and that talent flourished within a decade within a decade of actually being allowed to play, you had like black stars throughout baseball.
And then think about this is not a race thing in hockey, but think about the difference when hockey opened up in the Soviet Union and more European players were coming over. Look at the talent level that's changed. And again, not that the guys when it was only a North American game, when it was mostly Canadian, some American, that's not that those guys weren't great, but it wasn't the whole world. And when Eastern Europe broke open and when Russia came open and we started doing more, even in the free parts of Europe, right? We started doing more in Finland and Sweden and bringing those players over. It changed the talent level.
I got yelled at by Rach yesterday for going too long on this segment.
Oh,
sorry. Let's take a break and come back with more with Alvin Rain. All of the telephone lines are down.
Just a moment. Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, I love Will Die, 'cause I must know the reason why we say goodbye.
Wait, you're playing White Lion.
Better believe I'm playing White Lion.
Get out of here.
I love White Lion.
My God, that was a good one in high school.
Wait for it. Here it comes.
Yeah, this one actually kicks a little bit.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
High school was 2000.
1980s, man.
All right.
Isn't it weird how age works? Alvin's a couple years older than me. I'm 7 years older than you. We're much older than these guys. But when you're hanging out, like with Mark Close on the show, he's 11 years older than me. I never clocked a difference.
Right.
You just, what age do you think it is that you get to where you're just a grown up?
I think 25.
Okay.
I always said that's big bogey numbers. You're no longer, you can no longer look at yourself and say I'm 18 or 21. At 25 was when I was like, all right, I'm glad I've accomplished something in life, because I'm 25
you know,
now.
A good measure, because my daughter just went through this. She turned 20 in March, and it went from, I can't wait till I'm 18. I can't wait till I'm this. And she's like, I wish I were 18 again. Like, when you get to the age where you're no longer happy to be aging is probably when you can consider yourself kind of grown.
I was ready to be older, to be 21, to do stuff as a true adult. And then I said, then 25. And if you're born in 1960, if you're born in a zero year, one of the things that happens to you, it's easy to handle milestone birthdays.
Yeah.
Because ever since you could add, you knew exactly how right. old you were going to be in this year.
Right.
And I knew from the time I was literally in third grade, probably second, that I am going to be 40 years old in the year 2000.
Uh-huh.
That was always there.
Yeah.
So here, the year 2000 came, and I turned 40, and it was like, hey, how'd you feel? I said, I didn't feel anything, because I have been preparing for this moment like my entire life.
We did a little report in grade school about the year 2000, and I was 36, and we had to draw a picture of it. And I looked like a family from the 40s. I was wearing a fedora and like a London fog. And I had my arms around my family.
Yeah. I had no idea. I really couldn't picture what I was going to look like, but I just knew that I would be 40.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, at that time, when you're really young, 40 is old. You know, I felt like,
oh my gosh,
see,
yes.
that image you had of yourself was probably like I did too. Like, I was going to be old.
I'm not sure if it's a lot different today. But when I was a lawyer, so when I was 25, 26, and the partners at my firm were 20 years older, I couldn't believe they could get out of bed and come to work every day.
All right, here's one. I would have never, like, okay, if so, like, I'm going to go take some ground balls. I could still, you know, do that. Now, I used to play, like I say, much younger age and whatnot. The concept of a man being 60 years old and, like, still being able to catch a fly ball and whatnot when I was a kid was inconceivable.
No, inconceivable.
I was like, man, if you're going to die, right? then all of a sudden you're 50 years old.
Yeah.
And you're still like, oh. What was I thinking when I was a kid?
Yeah.
I thought, like, what? You turned, like, 50 and you
decrepit.
Just had a heart attack? Just everybody did when they turned 50? Yeah.
I remember distinctly. So there was an empty lot between my house and the neighbor's house. It's just classic. Mm-hmm. And that was the field.
Our backyard was like that. We had to open. We owned the land.
Yes.
And then our backyard, and then a neighbor's backyard. So ours was the cellar lot. It was right there
at
my
house. Which was wonderful.
Yes.
And I remember in the summer playing ball. And there are always cookouts. Mm-hmm. And there are no fences in the neighborhood. Everyone just went from one person's house to the other. And my mom and dad were drinkers, but everyone else made up for it. It was hams and Falstaff and all this stuff.
Yes.
And I remember distinctly drunk dads coming up, let me have a bat. And just big beer guts and throwing up. And I remember thinking, I better make hay while the sun shines.
You thought it was going to all fall apart. Yeah. Yeah. And I tell people, I said, like, the garden hose was the best water ever, cultivated by mankind. Because you're playing baseball, just like, water break. All right. Went right back to it. Played all day.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. Gorgeous day out there. It's been a good show. I forgot my notebook at home, so I literally had zero show prep. And we just sort of pulled it out of our butts today, and it's been fun. Right? Every now and then it's good for
you. Yeah, like every day.
Yeah, I had to go farther into my butt today, but,
Okay, whatever.
Oh, man. That's such a what a feeling. Like I waited because Rach and I both get here way too early and we just sit around in our office and stare at each other. And so I came in a little later today and my boss pulled in right after me and I got out of the car. And as soon as I got out of the car, I realized,
oh, no,
notebook is on the couch.
Here but one day go. He's going to be listening.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. And I told my boss that, and he goes, well, there's your opening segment. And I'm like,
yeah, you're not wrong.
You're not wrong. So warm up this weekend, huh, Dave?
Yeah, yeah. I know I'm not streaming yet, but there. Andrew just got back from the bathroom. He's gonna punch me up on streaming here.
We're not streaming. We ended the stream early today, David. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, nobody
streams. You can still see us.
I can see you, though.
I don't see Rachel. That's why I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone wants to just see Rachel.
It's not true.
Yes. Oh, first of all, Mr. GQ, congratulations.
Thank
on the
you.
Cover
How
of
about
Chesterfield
it?
Lifestyle Magazine.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Pretty tall.
Impressive.
Cotton. Yeah. I've had so many people text me today pictures of that magazine. And so, yeah, that's very cool.
Like you hadn't seen it, right?
Right. Right.
Like, hey, did you know?
Did you know that you did this? Did you know you posed for pictures, Dave?
That must have been weird for you, especially on Good Morning America. Just being so seen.
Yep.
So very out there.
It really makes you realize, you know, like a Tom Cruise, whoever, big names on what their lives have to be like. You know, Bill Murray, you know, what is it like? I got a taste of that. But what's really bizarre is I still get recognized in airports from people who remember me from Good Morning America. Hmm. That's really wild.
That tells you how good you still look, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. You know what? I'll be on Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine before.
Well, you know. Yeah, I mean, we all can't be cover boys. But what's weird is I posed for a centerfold for that, but they didn't make it. So
well. That's good.
It looked just like the cover story, but it was upside down. So
that's right.
People who get that. So what are we looking
fold
at?
Fold in the magazine and okay.
Yeah. Watch where the staples go. Doesn't take too many staples to cover that up.
Yeah, we have a warm up. A beautiful day today. A spectacular evening tonight. Lots of sunshine on Saturday. This is a dry stretch coming up. 84 for the high Saturday. 63 beautiful evening Saturday night. Sunday, June 1st, all about sunshine, 87 degrees. Monday is sunny and 88. We're going to be close to 90 degrees Monday afternoon and Tuesday afternoon. Believe it or not, we have not touched 90 degrees yet here in St. Louis. The average date for that is May 15th. So we got that going for us.
Yeah.
And then the next shot of some rain and some thunderstorms, probably Wednesday of next week. Too far out to get any details. Also, the wildfires are burning again up in Canada and leaking into portions of the upper Midwest. We are on the southern edge of that smoke. It's not going to get down to ground level. It's probably 6,000 plus feet in the atmosphere, so we're not going to smell it. The only recognizing fact of it, it might have some spectacular sunsets tonight and again tomorrow night, maybe even Sunday night.
Cool. Very cool. Yeah, that happened last year too, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, raging fires up there, mainly because there's so much fire material there and there's no towns. So once it gets going, it just burns. There's almost no way to put it out.
Yeah. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. According to a new survey, 1 in 4 employers say they're going to eliminate degree requirements by the end of the year.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Bachelor's degree requirements specifically.
Hmm.
One respondent said, over the last 5 years, we've seen large organizations drop degree requirements in favor of certifications or experience, and now others are following suit. For employers, it expands the talent pool and generates positive PR. For candidates, it opens doors for those who can't afford a degree or choose a different path.
How does that hit you?
My wife gets a lot of Indeed emails.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, she has noticed, she brought this up to me a couple of weeks ago, no longer say bachelor's degree required. A lot of them say bachelor's degree or equivalent work experience required.
I like that.
Which seems to make perfect sense to me. I mean, if you don't have a bachelor's degree, but you've been working in, you know, the accounting field or whatever for a dozen years or whatever, like that you shouldn't be disqualified from any other job just because you don't have a specific bachelor's degree.
Yeah, I agree. And it makes the colleges work harder to get kids to come to college.
Mm-hmm. Make it worth it.
Maybe offer them more than just 4 years of drunkenness.
Mm-hmm.
A major data hack has taken 184 million passwords for Google, Apple, and more. They're calling it a cyber criminal's dream.
Wow,
this is according to a new report by cybersecurity researcher Jeremiah Fowler. The leak affected everything from Apple and Google usernames and passwords and social media logins to bank accounts.
Damn.
Lovely.
Scary stuff. America might finally make childbirth.
Can I ask one question before we move on?
Mm-hmm.
What if we had a leak where everyone's everything came out? Everyone knew about everyone's finances and romances and peccadilloes, and would we all just be cool with each other? Like, well, I'm not going to say anything about you if you don't say anything about me.
Not finance-wise. I don't want anybody snooping around my bank account.
Well, I don't want anyone snooping around anything account, but like, what if it just all leaked out? How do you think we'd handle it?
You know, it would
I would argue not well.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I agree with
like
that.
Maybe like the end of society, kind of.
Right. I agree with you. It would be a reset.
Yeah. Society, to function, depends on some people not knowing everything about everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
Especially given the current state of like political issues.
Okay. Thought experiment. Have we reached the minor leagues of that phenomenon just with how much we know about each other just through social media?
Compared to 50 years ago.
Compared to when Dave and I were your age?
Yeah, compared to even 20, 30 years ago. Yeah, absolutely. I would say we're in the minor leagues of that just because it has now keeping things to yourself has become like something you have to make a concerted effort to do.
Very true.
You have to like really put forth the specific effort to conceal things about yourself.
Yeah.
And that didn't used to be the case.
Yeah.
So America might finally make childbirth free. Politicians are addressing the financial burden of childbirth in the United States. Privately insured families face high out-of-pocket costs. Sometimes I'll see articles about like, you know, just tens of thousands of dollars people owe, and all they did was have a baby. There's a bipartisan bill called the Supporting Healthy Moms and Babies Act. It aims to require private insurance companies to cover all childbirth-related expenses without copays or deductibles. This bill has support from a wide range of organizations, including anti-abortion groups and abortion rights advocacy groups. It's pretty rare that you see different sides of that issue coming together and agreeing on something.
Yeah.
Man, do you know the average costs? I didn't know this. I just Googled it.
Mm.
So the average cost for like just average overall is $18,000.
Wow. I would have never
for a
that.
C-section, it's $26,000.
Now, this is the cost, not the out-of-pocket.
Right. Out-of-pocket, the average average out-of-pocket is $2,800.
Okay.
And the average out-of-pocket for a C-section is $3,200.
Gotcha.
So if you have good insurance, you're still out $3,000.
Yeah.
Just to have your kid, which again, you know, is a responsibility, but man.
Sure. And you're having it at the exact time your life is about to get much more expensive.
Yeah. And you know, obviously people are having children at an older age than previously. Cuz you know, you can like we had our kid when we were 20. My wife was 24. I was 25.
Yeah.
So like we didn't have a lot of money. It wasn't that expensive in 1997 compared to now. But like it's something more when you're younger. When you're 35 and you've been working for 15 years, it's a little different.
So this, I don't want this to come off as a poor people have it so sweet kind of thing. But I don't think it's fair that if you are dirt poor, no one's ever going to charge you for any of your medical care. I think that this makes sense that everyone would have the same benefit of having a baby for free, whether you're making $50,000 or $50. Does that make sense? Like, I just think that should be a benefit that goes to everyone, not just the poor people.
Yeah.
Like, because it's hard if you're middle class and you have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to acknowledge that it can be hard on people who are middle class, not just people who are below middle class.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
I've always been stunned by how much it costs to have a baby and die in this country. Two things that almost everybody does at some point in their life. And
I hope so.
Literally, like, shocking. Like, literally tens and tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little lighter subject, Oreo maker Mondelez is suing Aldi. They allege that the grocery chain is copying its packaging in order to confuse customers. They say the packaging was likely to deceive and confuse customers and threaten to irreparably harm the brand. Now, usually when I see stuff like this, I'm like, oh, you're overreacting. There was a photo of these.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. Like, I mean, I would notice because I'd be like, well, that doesn't say Oreo. It says something else. But the colors are the exact same. The design is the exact same. They basically just swapped out the words. So
interesting.
Kind of get where they're coming from on this one.
Mm-hmm.
France is going to ban smoking outdoors most places. They say tobacco must disappear where there are children. And the freedom to smoke stops where children's right to breathe clean air starts.
Must have been when Macron took that shot to the face by his wife.
I feel like they have, like, that in France, I feel like they smoke more than we do.
Yeah. It feels like a national pastime.
It might be, it might be just a misconception. Oh, no, wait, all right, here you go. 29% of adults. That's got to be more than here.
Yeah, I think we're down to like 13.
Is it really?
I think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe even lower than that. But vaping has gone up.
Good point.
One more story. Taylor Swift has bought back the rights to the master recordings of her first six albums. In the past, she had re-recorded them and resold them under the title Taylor's Version. So kind of best of both worlds for old Tay-Tay here. She gets to make all the money from the re-records, and then she gets to acquire those original albums, too. So
did she have to buy them from Scooter Braun?
So I don't know if she bought them directly from him. He was who originally bought them. So this article doesn't say exactly who he could have given them to someone else or sold them to someone else and she got them back from him, but he was who originally bought it. Yeah.
Have a great weekend, Dave.
You too, guys.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Dave Glover here, along with Rachel Zimmerman, Kevin Wheeler, Andrew Stolz. Take that, Steve.
Yeah.
There's your reset.
That's right.
We're doing what you want us to do.
Yeah. Take that.
There's your reset.
Deal with it, Steve. Let's do a preview of the Ranger series.
Yeah. All right. So the Cardinals obviously open in Texas tonight. And look, Texas has been a little bit of a disappointment. They were considered probably the favorite to win the American League West. And they're three games under 500 right now.
Seems to be a lot of that going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is, and right as we're going to talk sports, I start.
Yeah, you swallowed a bug.
I don't know what that was, but.
Coffee, you think I'm sexy.
Turned off my mic because I was coughing. But
we all see it.
It is not unusual for teams to miss expectations or exceed them, right? So the Cardinals are exceeding expectations and playing better. I mean, they're on a 92-93 win pace. Texas has had a problem with hitting, which is weird because their offense was expected to be one of the best in the American League, and it hasn't been. And lately, they have been bad. So let's see. I'm trying to figure out how this worked. They got swept by the Yankees. They lost 2 of 3 to the White Sox, who stink.
Yeah.
And then lost 2 of 3 to the Blue Jays. So that's what they've done coming into this series.
Good.
They're not that bad, though. They are a threat.
Mm-hmm.
They're a dangerous team to face. But, you know, Paulie and I talked about this last night that, you know, the Cardinals through May have not exactly done this against easy competition, right?
No.
Like they have turned their season around and gone from 5 games under .500 to 8 games over .500. But they've done it against good teams, Mets and Phillies. You know, yeah, they lost 2 of 3 to Detroit, but that's the best team in baseball so far this year. Like, they've played really good teams, and now they're getting to a spot where it might actually go more in their favor for a few weeks once you can get past, like, these next couple series. And again, Texas is dangerous. You're going to see Jacob DeGrom in Game 3 on Sunday, and obviously he's pitching back at an all-star level now that he's healthy. But you have opportunities these first couple of games against guys you might be able to beat. And then after this is Kansas City, which is a similar thing to Texas. Mm-hmm. They're about .500. They pitch really well, but they don't hit very much. Then it's the Dodgers.
Mm.
So then you got and the Kansas City, L.A., and Toronto are all in St. Louis. After that, it's Milwaukee, who's been kind of .500. It's the White Sox. It's the Reds. Then the Cubs. So, like, you've got some room to continue this good play is kind of the point.
Yeah.
And for the Cardinals against Texas, you've got your best guys. You've got Libertor and Gray in the first two games, Fetty in the third game. So the third game is probably the one you're most worried about. That's DeGrom against Fetty. It's a big advantage for Texas. but the Cardinals have actually handled the aces that they've faced pretty well. But you have the big advantage, I think, in both of the first two games. Tonight it's Libertor and it's Jack Leiter, who's talented but a little inconsistent, but he's very talented. And then Sonny Gray against Patrick Corbin, who's actually been good. I don't know if you followed that, but Corbin signed this huge contract with Washington and then just completely fell apart and was terrible for like 3 years. And now he's in his first year with Texas, and he's actually been decent.
Isn't it crazy how that happens?
It is. And look, a lot of times those changes happen with a new team when a new team just picks up something that the other team didn't pick up.
And let me just put an exclamation point behind something you always say. It's not just the Cardinals who this happens to.
That's exactly right.
With a Rosarena.
No.
It's every team with lots of players.
No, it happens to everybody. And if you only follow one team, you only know one team.
Yeah.
If you follow the sport and pay attention to a lot of teams, you'll see they all have the same kinds of problems. I think it's love,
try to say it to you. Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.